This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The people whom we surround ourselves with are those whom we will be raised with Yawmul Qiyamah. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man will be with the one whom he loves, with those whom he loves. So, the background to this hadith is interesting as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was being questioned. He was being asked that we don't have many good deeds that perhaps will enter us into Jannah. But we love Allah and His Messenger. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man is with the ones whom he loves. So the question is, who do we love? Is it those who are attached to the dunya and they are driven by the dunya and they have no other purpose but the dunya? Or is it those who are attached to the akhirah? Those who are attached to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Those who are attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are attached to the Quran. Those who are attached to the sunnah. Those who are attached to good deeds. Who is it that we would like to surround ourselves with? And who is it that we actually surround ourselves with? Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalid. A man is on the religion of his companion, of his friend. So let one of you take a look at whom his friend is. You see, back in the day, there was some youth, and this is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, that there was some youth who noticed that their people were doing a wrongdoing. They were worshipping other than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So they would have a festival and go out of the city and they would make a big do out of it. They would worship the idols. So as these people are worshipping the idols, these youth were separate. They were on their own. But they noticed that something is amiss here. Something is wrong. How can these people be worshipping these idols? So they chose to separate themselves from the crowd. And remember that these were individuals, they were alone, and they chose to separate themselves from the crowd. So they found themselves in a group altogether. And they realized that they have a common purpose. So firstly, take a look at that. They are alone, they recognize that what these people are doing is wrong. So that is where the beginning of good friendship comes from. It comes from your heart. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. So the one of you who sees an evil deed, then let him change it with his hand. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. And if he is unable to do that, then let him change it. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. So with his tongue, let him speak up. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. And if he is unable, then with his heart. So the least you can do is to recognize that this is evil. They recognized that this is wrong, this is evil, these people shouldn't be doing it. So they found themselves separate, different from those people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united them together. And this is what happens when you recognize that which is evil and you separate yourself from the crowd. Automatically you find yourself surrounded by those who are like-minded. Those who are like-minded. Today, a similar example. Let me break it down and bring it closer to our hearts. Let us assume that we are all sitting here speaking about other people. And we are backbiting them. And we are slandering them. And we realize, or people around us are doing so, and we realize that what is happening here is wrong. Who is it that will have the guts and the courage to stand up and say, I am separating myself from this crowd? You don't have to do it in a rude manner. You can actually say, Salam, Assalamu alaykum, I'm leaving. Why?
وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا.
And when the ignorant ones address them, then they say, Salam, peace be upon you. Meaning, I have nothing to do with what you guys are engaged in right now. You find yourselves in a nightclub. You find yourselves in a place where alcohol is being consumed. You find yourself in a place where people are consuming drugs. What do? You remove yourself from the equation. Step number one, remove yourself from the equation because you've recognized that this is wrong. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will bring about a lot of goodness. If you are strong enough, you can stand up and say, this is wrong and we shouldn't be doing it. And that will be an evidence for you with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. If you are able to, and these people would accept from you, you can physically stop them from doing so. Some two people are fighting, you hold them back, that is a witness and evidence with you for you with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. But it all starts from the heart because you need to recognize that this is wrong. If you don't recognize that it is wrong in the first place, then you continue to engage in that discussion and in that activity. So these youth removed themselves and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us,
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when you segregated yourselves from them, you removed yourselves from them and that which they were worshipping besides Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so seclude yourselves in the cave. Seclude yourselves in the cave. You see, they recognized it was wrong, they removed themselves from the equation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even if it means going to live on your own in a cave, better than to engage in this discussion and in these activities with these people. Why? Because they are worshipping other than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So generally, seclusion in Islam is not praiseworthy. You're not meant to seclude yourself and live all alone like a hermit. You are meant to be part of society. If that harm that you receive from society is minimal, then you are meant to integrate with society, live with them, have patience upon their harm, try to combat that harm, try to address the harm that is coming to you from them. But when it becomes such that you are becoming like them, you will be a part of them, then if your only solution is to segregate yourself and seclude yourself, then you do so. These people found no other solution but to segregate themselves. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say?
يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spread His mercy upon you. His mercy will be showered upon you. Why? Because secluding yourself, segregating yourself, differentiating yourself is never easy. It is not easy to do so. When you are in a crowd and people are doing something, you feel ashamed to do it. You feel ashamed to get up and say, I am not a part of this. I can't be a part of this. But when you do it for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, what happens? The rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon you. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your matters easy for you. Why? Because you chose Allah over everyone and everything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the doors for you. And this is when you will find success. How can you change your life when the same people that you've been integrating with and living with and surrounding yourself with are the ones whom you are living with today, and they are the ones that are holding you down. They are pulling you down. They are the ones who have bad habits. They do wrong deeds. They engage in backbiting and slandering and hating others. And you continue because, you know what? They are my friends. No, You advise them, you give them a warning, you remind them, and if they don't take heed, you remove yourself from that situation. And then you will find that the success comes. That is when Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal opens up your doors. You know, they say that don't stay with those who remind you of your past. Those who remind you of your past. Because, for example, you are smoking cigarettes, right? You have a group of friends. Every time you meet, you light up and you're busy smoking a cigarette. And now you give up that bad habit. When you get to that group, even if they don't tell you to light up, even if they don't offer you the cigarette, and they don't say, take one, come on, man. The least that will happen to you is you will wish to smoke that cigarette with them. Why? Because it is a bad habit that you engaged in with them. This is the environment that you did it in. They're all doing it. I might as well do it too. You want to give up that cigarette for sure? Then leave those people. Advise them. Tell them, look, I've left this habit. So while perhaps at least while you are smoking, you are not bad people, but you have this bad habit. While you are smoking, I won't be part of your group. Go elsewhere and do it. And if a person is a true friend will realize that this is bad for me and it's bad for him. He's quit it. I should wish him goodness. I should make dua of thabat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the ability to continue in kicking this bad habit. So I will go elsewhere and do my things quietly and come back. And that friend may then be influenced with goodness. Why? Because they wanted goodness for you as well. They wanted goodness for you as well. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. One of you does not completely believe until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. So you love for yourself to quit that bad habit, you hope that you can give it up, then what you do is you wish and you hope and you pray for your brother who has given it up to keep that way, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him that way. So you see the importance of removing yourself from that equation. When you remove yourself from that bad company, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, Yanshur lakum rabbukum rahmati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spread his mercy over you. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. And then he makes everything easy for you. Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, he called his people and told them to worship none other than Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ, to worship the one, the only being who is worthy of worship, the supreme sovereign. And they refused, they rejected him. Outright, his own father rejected him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us when his condition changed. وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ. Sorry, that's the wrong ayah. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, فَلَمَّا اعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَلَمَّا اعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. And when he removed himself from them and he made himself different, he differentiated himself to them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we granted him Ishaq and Ya'qub. That is when the help of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal came. But Ibrahim was amongst his people trying to call them to the right path. And only when he actually removed himself from them and he said, I've given up on these people, then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal granted him Ishaq and Ya'qub. So to remove yourself from a negative situation is of utmost importance. In fact, if you do not, you are more than unlikely to succeed in your pursuit. You are more than unlikely to succeed in your pursuit, no matter what that is. If you have a business idea, you are doing well, and you have people around you constantly telling you, you will fail, you will not do well, you are a failure, you will not do well. You know why? Because they have implanted these thoughts into your head. A person who is well-meaning to you and well-wishing to you will come to you and say, I wish you all the best. I make dua for goodness for you. Perhaps in this regard and that regard, you can change this and that about yourself. You can change this about the business, and maybe then it will be successful. So in any situation, if you want to do well, remove yourself from those who bring about negativity in your life. Constantly negative, constantly giving you bad comments. You are a bad person. Look at what you've done in the past. Look at your... Those people are the ones who are encouraging you to go back to what you were. And those are the ties that are keeping you tied down to your past. But you need to snip those ties. And when you cut them, then you find that you have broken loose and broken free of that, of those people and that negativity. And then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gives you the ability to succeed. So, good friendship is of utmost importance. And especially when it comes to the deen, when it comes to aspects that are now affecting your akhirah, and they are affecting your afterlife. When you choose Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He will prioritize what you want in your life. He will give it to you and grant it to you. So we ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to grant us the ability to prioritize Him. And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to give us the ability to cut ties with those who are completely and totally hurtful to our akhirah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
And then visit.
Okay, so you don't use this way.